So we are now going to welcome back Karen for the last time in this section of the course. I'm going to have a little bit of fun this time, right? I'm going to ask Karen if she would be kind enough to recall what her goal was that we agreed upon in the last conversation.
Preparing for being a mother.
Preparing for being a mother. Now, what I'm going to do for demonstration purposes, I'm going to do my very, very best, right, to take my coaching hat off and instead just build two questions into my vocabulary, and that's going to be all that I use. How specifically and for what purpose? And we're just going to see where the conversation goes. All right, so Karen, all I want to just ask you to think about and reflect on first and foremost is you preparing to be a more effective mother.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How specifically do you see yourself becoming this? How specifically?
By better managing my daily responsibilities.
How specifically?
By getting a structured system in place so that I've decided each day what's a priority for me.
How specifically?
By using the tool that I've already got in place more efficiently.
Which is?
It's called Meister Task.
And how specifically do you see that helping you achieve your goal?
That will allow me to write down, document the priorities for that day. I can choose from a whole list of things that I must do at some point and prioritise them for a certain day.
For what purpose?
To allow me to better manage my own time, in that I don't end up saying yes to stuff which is not a priority. Because I know what the priority is. I've set the priorities.
Yes to what specifically?
Yes to other people's requests. Or to non-urgent things that don't need done.
And for what purpose is this important?
Because it allows me to make progress.
To make progress?
Yeah, to make progress in my own life.
For what purpose?
For what purpose? To live life more effectively.
To live life more effectively. How specifically?
How specifically? Through better time management and prioritising connection.
Prioritising connection?
Yeah.
For what purpose?
Because that's what's most important of all things.
How specifically is that important?
Because in comparison to all the daily tasks, the people in my life, and connecting with them is more important than anything else.
For what purpose? Connection, meaningful connection. For what purpose?
Meaningful connection. To make a difference.
For what purpose? Venturing into the abstract.
To do something meaningful.
For what purpose?
Because there's nothing better that I can think to do with life than give my best to people.
Give your best to people. For what purpose? For what purpose?
For what purpose?
What purpose does this serve?
Makes my life make sense.
Makes your life make sense. Well, I guess that's where we kind of want to be getting to in the conversations that we have with our clients. If our clients and those people that we're coaching can reach the stage where they can see that the decisions that they're making in terms of the action steps that they need to be taking make their lives make sense, then this is going to pretty much lead them into this place of motivation where they're going to be pretty much adamantly committed to the process of change. So, to be honest with you, this is the reason why we use conversational processes like this or conversational tools such as the hierarchy of ideas, chunking up for the purpose of going from the detailed up to the abstract, chunking down to, to bring things out of the clouds and right back down to earth again. It's fantastic saying we want to change our life, we want to change the world. Fantastically. Fantastically, fantastic. How specifically are we going to do that? So we can get into the details and nitty-gritty and start formulating an action plan. So that's chunking up, chunking down. Karen, what was that like for you?
Yeah, it was good. It was quite challenging in a way, switching between the two. I found it easier to go into the details, but chunking up and thinking of the bigger picture, it's like a different part of the brain or something, if that's what it felt like. It's difficult to sometimes make that transition.
Yeah, it can be. Chunking up requires one part of our mind, and chunking down is all about the details. Remember, whether we're a detailed thinker or whether we're a global thinker is going to determine how easy we were able to work through questions like this. So listen, chunking up, chunking down. Go and find a friend or a family member or a loved one or a child or someone, a colleague, a manager, to practice this on, right? Just tell them you're studying life coaching, you're looking to build your skill set up, and you're looking for a guinea pig. You can't break anyone with this, but you can have quite a lot of fun. And if you get it, and if you do this well, you can lead someone else into a real greater depth and degree of insight into what they actually want and what's important for them in life. So have some fun with this, and I look forward to seeing you again in the next clip. Thank you, Karen, for this section. Maybe see you again in the next.
Yeah.